Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So here's another Sundays with Jeff Miller episode that I would like to share with you today. And today I am going to start out this podcast by talking a little bit about a subject that I find to be pretty interesting. So they have released the LA Rams Super Bowl rings, which I found to be pretty cool. There's a few things about the ring that is pretty interesting. It is the most carat weight in the history of a sports championship ring. That is pretty cool. And I think it's something to make note of. I mean, it's a beautiful ring if you haven't seen it. One of the cool things about this ring is that the top actually comes off. And when you take it off, on the bottom part of the ring, it shows SoFi Stadium. And that's really cool. And they also took and added part of the game ball for the Super Bowl to that. So you can actually see that on the underside of the ring. One thing they did to help celebrate the fact that they won this Super Bowl was they put 20 carats of white diamonds on the ring, which actually represents the year SoFi Stadium was opened, which was 2020. Another way that they were able to tie in SoFi is, like I said, the part of that design where the ring actually connects to the bottom of the ring is designed to look a lot like the columns in the stadium. And the ring included 0.23 carats of diamonds. And those diamonds represented the 23 points in their score versus the Bengals. The ring also has 1.12 carats of round diamonds. And that's not a coincidence either. That goes along with the number to celebrate the actual date, which was January 12th, that the Rams actually won. Well, they weren't won. They were actually approved to move to LA in the first place. So I found it to be pretty interesting. It was a really cool looking ring, and I think that you should try to look it up and take a look at it. I think it's really cool. I think it's cool how it comes apart. I think it's cool that they included the football in there, and I know it's enough about rings and Super Bowl, right? Speaking of Super Bowls, you want to win your own Super Bowl in fantasy football. So today, let's talk about a few more players. Today, we are talking about Hunter Renfro first. He's a wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. Positionally, he is ranked number 36, and overall, they're saying you can draft him in the 88 range and an average draft position of 77. So 2021, he had his best season, 17 games, 260 fantasy points, and he was ranked number 11. His 15.3 points per game was a nice average for him. He played 67% of the snaps. He had 128 targets and 103 receptions, 1,038 yards. He did average 10.1 yards per catch, and he had 9 total touchdowns. Now, Las Vegas went and added Adams, and I guess the question is, do you think Adams hurts him or helps him? And I'm one of the people who actually thinks that maybe the addition of Adams helps him, because Waller hasn't been totally healthy the last couple of years. I actually think Hunter Renfro benefits from it and is going to perform better than he did last year, or at least equal to it. So I think he's a safe addition to your team, especially in the seventh round era. But I'm actually saying that he's a value at the end of the fifth round. So around my draft base value for him is 59, which puts him right around the end of a 10-team league, right? End of round five, or, you know, right there at the in the middle of the 12-team league, you get him at the early part of round five. But that's where I'm looking for Renfro. I think he's a great addition at that point in your draft. And, again, I think Devontae Adams helps him because way better than the receiving core they had last year in Las Vegas. Leonard Fournette, a lot of talk about him in fantasy football circles and the fact that he has showed up for camp at 260 pounds. Positionally, they have him ranked number 10. He plays for Tampa Bay, as you know. He had 18.3 points per game last year and played 63% of the snaps. Overall, they're looking at him at number 17. His average draft position does not say that, though. They have him at 22. Maybe that's because there's a few quarterbacks that are going to go in front of him. But he had a really good year last year. Played 14 games, so he didn't play the whole season. 256 fantasy points, and positionally he was ranked number 6. He had 180 rushes for 811 yards, which is 4.5 yards per carry. But he had 84 targets, 69 completions, 454 yards, and 2 TDs. Total of 10 touchdowns. So I don't think you need much more from him from a rushing standpoint. It would be nice. It would be an addition. But the targets have to stay up there, and I think they will. I think with Gronk being gone, with Godwin being injured, you know, Julio's there. We'll talk about that later. I think it kind of helps him a little bit. I don't think Leonard Fournette's going to be a big concern. I think you can get him at the end of round two, and I have a draft base value for Leonard Fournette at number 21. So he starts off the next 30 up to top 30 players for our rankings. Tyreek Hill, wide receiver in Miami, and he has been a good fantasy football player. His positional rank is number 8 right now. Overall, around 21 and an average draft position of 20. 21, he had a great year. He played 17 games, 298 fantasy points, ended up ranked 6. The year before, he actually had 329 fantasy points in 15 games, so a little better, and he was ranked 2nd. He played 73% of the snaps for Kansas City last year. I think in Miami, he's on the field more. I think that Miami is looking to throw the football more, especially close to the line of scrimmage, and Hill is good at that. Waddle is good at that. Get the ball in the playmaker's hands and let him run with it. But he doesn't have Mahomes anymore. He's trading Mahomes for Tua. And I guess my question is, with the new coach, Mike Daniels, will he use him as a Debo type of player, a wide back, a Debo type of player? And my answer is, I think it is. I think it's exactly what the intention is there. And I think it could benefit him in different ways. I don't know that we'll see as many deep passes, but Tyreek Hill is really good in space. Overall, I have him at number 25. I think you can draft him right around that range. If he goes before that, you might not be the one that wants him, but if you're willing to hold into that middle round where he's going to be maybe your second or third player on your roster, I think he could be a great value for you there. Chris Godwin is injured for Tampa Bay. He's up next. 17.5 fantasy points per game last year, 85% of the snaps. So when he was healthy, he played a lot. He had 244 points. The problem is his injuries. Last 3 years, he's played 14, 12, and 14 games. And he's starting this year out on the PUP list. So I don't know if Chris Godwin is a good value. Positionally, they have him ranked 31. Average draft position is 55. For me, I'm putting him right in the middle. He's at 67 for me, number 67. Deontay Johnson is next, wide receiver for Pittsburgh. Averaged 17.3 points per game last year. He played 84% of the snaps, so he was on the field a lot. Positionally, they have him ranked 14, and his average draft position is 39, but overall, they're saying 30. So there's a little discrepancy right there. He's going to go, you know, between those two. We know that. Targets last year in 21, he had 169. The year before, 144. 107 catches, 88 the year before, 8 TDs last year, 7 the year before. And here's a stat that I really like. His targets were 10.6 per game, second only to Kupp. I don't think Tomlin's going to change even with Trubisky at quarterback. I think Deontay Johnson continues to be a value. He had 276 fantasy points last year, which ranked him number 8. For me, draft-based value is number 28. If you can get him at number 28, I think you've actually got a steal. That's it for today. Thanks.
Time's up. Bye.